nights in the middle of June. E-Way's been faking me out.
Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but editing in the Evan on the production board. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. You're listening to the program on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. Always streaming on the Devil Radio app. You can choose which stream you prefer to listen to, but download the Devil Radio app. You can take the programming with you wherever you go, even when you're out of our listening coverage area. So now I'm going to skip into a couple different headlines because we're going to put those stories behind and give the people of Wisconsin some updates about legal cases that are going on here in the state of Wisconsin. Up first, we've got Michael Gableman. It's always interesting to hear these stories now because we're a year into this investigation, and I don't understand how we haven't gotten to the point where this thing has gotten ended by the Republicans that have authorized it. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, looking at you. But more than $300,000 over budget already, exceeded the $1 million mark a few weeks back now. Originally slated to spend $676,000 of taxpayer funds. But outside of going over the budget constraints, a third Dane County judge is ordered Michael Gableman to stop deleting records related to the 2020 election review he is conducting. So that headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written by Molly Beck. And I just find this fascinating. It's really par for the course for the Gableman review. A third judge has told, and this is Dane County Circuit Judge Jacob Frost, he's ordering Gableman to preserve all records in his custody, regardless of whether or not they have been requested under the state's public records law. Frost is overseeing a fourth lawsuit filed by the liberal group American Oversight against Gableman and Assembly Republicans over their request for public records related to Gableman's review. And Gableman has already been ordered by two Dane County judges to stop deleting records. The lawsuit was filed in Dane County after Gableman testified in June in a separate lawsuit brought by the group that he deletes records he deems to be irrelevant or useless to his review, a practice his attorneys acknowledged weeks ago, and Gableman reiterated earlier this month after a tense court hearing after which he was held in contempt for his behavior.
How dare you?
So that's Michael Gableman, former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, authorized to spend more than $1 million of Wisconsin tax... Well, he was authorized to spend $676,000, but he's gone over budget, already spent more than $1 million of taxpayer funds, hasn't found a whole lot of anything in his quote-unquote review. Blunder, circus, charade, I think those are all better terms than review.
Yeah, even saying that he hasn't found anything lends it too much credence, you know?
It's true, but the only thing that he's found is court cases. That's the only thing that he's found, because they didn't issue a original scope document. So there's nobody knows what the purview of the quote unquote review is supposed to be. And because they didn't do that, there's questions of the legal authority, which is one of the many lawsuits that the Gableman review is tied up in right now, continuing to spend Wisconsin taxpayer funds on private attorneys to represent Gableman, this Wisconsin State Assembly. This review is a sham, and he continues to get away with it. And again, it's just one more of those things. You got to add it to a list of how are voters in Wisconsin not fed up with this? How are we allowing this man to go and undermine our election integrity by screaming claims of voter fraud without being able to produce any? And then even when he's trying to subpoena election officials to do, say, a fact-finding mission into private grants that numerous courts in Wisconsin have already said were not illegal, he didn't have the properly licensed attorneys to conduct those interviews that he had subpoenaed for. And so not only is there questions about the legality of his subpoenas, he's not above board on any of this. He's not conducting a professional anything.
And what's so crazy to me is that this is clearly his modus operandi. as they say, right? This is how he operates. So I shudder.
A little true crime there for you, huh? Yeah, getting that in there?
I shudder to think of what degeneracy people like Gable Man, the Table Man, get up to in between when he's not being scrutinized intensely.
Yeah, what
by
do you think
public.
He was doing for 10 years as a Supreme Court justice?
You know what I'm saying? Like oh my goodness.
It is baffling to me to believe that is what's going on. But the third judge ordering Gableman to stop deleting public records by court order. So that's the third occurrence of that. And in other legal news, we got a ruling out of the Supreme Court earlier today, but we've got one that we're expecting later this week. On Friday, we are expected to get what I believe is going to be one of the last Supreme Court rulings for this session. But the absentee ballot Dropbox lawsuit is expected to have a decision on Friday. So that anticipation is coming. That decision is anticipated to be coming on Friday. I have a feeling it'll be a Friday news drop, like end of the day Friday kind of thing in Wisconsin, if it's what the state is used to getting from the Supreme Court in some of these matters. But that one's coming. But another interesting one that was ruled earlier today, and this is over by Bruce Vilmetti over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules girl can pursue sex trafficking defense in homicide case. So a girl that was sex trafficked, who is now 21, she was 17 at the time when this occurred, is now 21, but she is now going to be allowed to use the defense that she was sex trafficked and her and other girls were sex trafficked by the man, the Kenosha man, that was shot and killed in this incident that is under the case. A Kenosha County Circuit judge had ruled that was not a credible defense in the past. That was overturned by an appeals court, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court earlier today, this morning, upheld that circuit court decision, saying that can be a defense made. So an individual who was the victim of sex trafficking is going to be able to use that crime against her to build a defense in the trial of whether or not it was a self-defense or a justified murder or shooting of this individual in Kenosha. So an interesting court case coming out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to be something to keep an eye on as well. But we know the court is going to also rule on absentee ballot drop boxes later this week on Friday. And here in Dane County, third judge. I wonder how many judges it will take to tell Gableman to stop deleting public records for him to actually stop deleting public records. It's going to be interesting to find out. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. Brian is off this afternoon. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, but we'll see. It's going to be an interesting July, folks. If you missed any portion of the podcast, go check it out. DevilRadio927.com. Up next, we got the Matt McNeil Show broadcasting live out of KTNF here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. I will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.